You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Human Rights Council's 40th session is underway in Geneva, Switzerland. The Council's expected to review over 120 reports on a wide range of issues presented by more than 25 human rights experts, groups and mechanisms over the next 4 weeks. It'll then decide on non-binding resolutions before concluding the session on March the 22nd. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres opened the session with a warning against the rise of hate speech around the world, carefully and without naming any countries or people.
Some major political parties and leaders are cutting and pasting ideas from the fringes into their own propaganda and electoral campaigns. Parties, once rightly considered pariahs, are gaining influence over governments. And with each broken norm, the pillars of humanity are weakened.
Mr. Guterres also voiced concern over a rise of state surveillance and interference with free speech, especially the targeting of human rights defenders and journalists. Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, used her opening remarks to highlight the dangers of ignoring climate change.
How can any state's interest be advanced by policies that damage the well-being of all humans? In recent weeks, I have watched children marching for sound climate policies and other measures. As a parent, a grandparent, I quite simply, as a human being, they inspire in me a fierce determination to continue our struggle to uphold the rights.
Among the many international representatives to address the Council on its opening day was Australia's Foreign Minister, Maryse Payne. Senator Payne says the right to freedom of thought makes societies deeper and more compassionate. She made specific mention of the importance of religious freedom and tolerance, saying it's fundamental to open multicultural societies.
Sadly, however, in 2019, there is no region globally, nor any single religious tradition that does not experience some degree of religious intolerance or abuse. We are deeply concerned by this intolerance.
Her comments come as debate about religious freedom continues in Australia, particularly about whether religious schools should be able to turn away teachers and students on the basis of their sexuality. Senator Payne also listed a series of other issues she says are of concern to Australia.
We note the challenges facing democracy in Venezuela. We note the critical situation of the Rohingya in Myanmar and in Bangladesh. We note concerns in relation to the rights of women in Saudi Arabia and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. We note the treatment of Uyghurs in China and the horrific humanitarian toll of conflicts in Yemen and in Syria.
Senator Payne was not the only diplomat to raise the issue of Uyghur Muslims in China. Last year, a UN committee heard up to 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim groups could be being detained in China, where they're said to be undergoing so-called re-education programs. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Çavuşoğlu, says while his country supports the Chinese government, it's concerned about the reported plight of the Uyghurs.
We support one China policy. Therefore, we encourage China and Chinese authorities and expect that universal human rights, including freedom of religion, are respected and protection of the cultural identities of Uyghurs and other Muslims is ensured.
China rejects accusations it's mistreating Uyghurs, but says petty criminals are sent to what it calls employment training centres. The UNHRC session opened just before United States President Donald Trump meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the second time in 12 months. How to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, expected to be the pair's main talking point at their summit in Vietnam, was also raised by South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-wha in Switzerland. Ms. Kang spoke outside the council chambers after finishing her address.
We are hopeful of a substantial outcome, both on the side of the denuclearization as well as on the side of the corresponding measures from the United States. And to test is good, and I think it's good that the tests have not happened since November 2017, but that's just the beginning. Getting to complete denuclearization requires many more concrete steps.
The UNHRC holds 3 regular sessions a year in March, June and September. If one third of the member states request it, the council can decide at any time to hold a special session to address emergencies. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.